بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Here is a part of the speech delivered on March 21, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of Nowruz. I wish to cite agriculture as an example. Unfortunately, in comparison with industrial and public services sectors, there is a wider gap between the agricultural sector and knowledge-based economy. If we increase the number of knowledge-based companies in agriculture and employ knowledge in the area of agriculture, we can reap maximum benefits in improving the quality of seeds, which are very important in agriculture products. In modern irrigation, in the new ways of production, and in having better productivity in terms of water and soil, as I mentioned previously, water and soil are two valuable sources. We will be able to increase efficiency and improve these areas. When we manage to make these achievements and bring about a serious transformation in agriculture, this will help ensure food safety for the country. When this is done, the country will no longer face food issues and have concerns about food. Secondly, farmers' income will increase. It will be very good for our farmers to increase their income because they will be encouraged to continue. This will be a very valuable product. Moreover, the problem of water deficiency will be resolved. What is commonly said in our country, of course, I have certain opinions in this regard, is that we are lacking in water. Well, if our agriculture becomes knowledge-based, the problem of lack of water will be resolved too. This was an example in the area of agriculture.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
In all other sectors as well, whether the ones related to production or the ones related to public services, the same benefits exist. Products will be produced in large numbers, quality will improve, and the final price will be reduced. In other words, making production knowledge-based will increase the efficiency of economic activities. This is an important matter. It is a sensitive and fundamental matter. As was mentioned before, one of the problems of the economy is that efficiency has been reduced. That is, we do not reap benefits as much as we spend. This is the case in different areas. Efficiency is low in the country. A few years ago in Mashhad, in my New Year's speech, I discussed energy consumption with our dear people, saying that we do not benefit from electricity as much as we consume it. Other countries are ahead of us in average. We are behind other countries in terms of efficiency. The same is true of other matters.
Allah, I wanna thank you. That you've done for me through all my years I've been lost. You guided me